Albertans living in childcare deserts might see more childcare spaces after the province announced additional funding for private operators. On October 10, Cyril Turton, Minister of Children and Family Services, said the province would be directing $20 million to help create an additional 22,500 new private childcare spaces over 3 years. Turton said the province focused on two areas in the creation of this grant. "We've really focused on two areas, childcare deserts, where there is limited options for childcare, and areas where there is a huge demand. This grant is really going to get both of those needs," he said. The $20 million in federal funding comes from an expansion of the space creation grant to include new and licensed childcare providers. The Space Creation Grant is a part of the $3.8 billion Alberta-Canada Early Learning and Childcare Agreement. "The grant will help us meet our overall commitment to create over 68,700 new affordable licensed spaces by 2026, said Turton during a press conference. Cynthia Nerling, president of the Alberta Association of Childcare Operators, said the association appreciated the government's inclusion and consultation of private operators over the course of the agreement. Crystal Churcher, chair of the Association of Alberta Childcare Entrepreneurs, said the role of the private sector in childcare delivery has continued to be important in Alberta's mixed market childcare environment. "While we aim for accessible and affordable childcare, it's equally crucial to maintain the high standards that exist in Alberta's childcare system. We believe that promoting a mixed market approach, as endorsed by our industry, is the right step forward for the future of Alberta's childcare," she said. Turton said the provincial average for childcare expenses is at about $15 a day, and the province is well on the way to an average of $10 a day childcare by 2026, but the announcement Tuesday was really about providing additional access. "Our government negotiated an amazing Alberta childcare plan with the Canadian government that respects parents' rights, the right to choose the care that meets her family's unique needs, and that brings together our unique mix markets of nonprofits and private shelter centers," he said.